It's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks hanging out with you on 104.5 The Team. com. Mr. Bricks, how are you on this fine morning?
I'm doing fine. Having a good Yom Kippur yourself?
Oh, I'm Yom Kippuring it up over here.
I'm almost Yom Kippured out, to be quite honest with you.
I don't even know where to go with that.
It's
can,
true.
Can you Yom Kippur out?
Can you, I did Yom, it for years. You know what?
Can you Yom Kippur too hard?
No, you can never Yom Kippur too hard. The interesting thing about Yom Kippur, which is great, is growing up in Albany is one of the few places that give you the whole, they run the gambit of Jewish holidays. You
they
get the
do.
Day off of school.
They do.
I went
it's
to college
lovely.
In Ohio. I mean, they don't, let's just say there aren't as many Jews in
not,
Ohio.
Not so much in the Bible Belt with
no.
the Jewish holidays off.
You are not getting those days off. So I've always been a fan of Yom Kippur, and to all of those of the Jewish faith out there listening to us, turn it off. You're supposed to be observing Yom Kippur.
That's right. So now that it's just us Gentiles left, Bricks, did anything happen Monday night?
You know,
I missed the game, and I don't know. Somebody was talking about something happened. Did anything happen?
I'm pretty sure your boys,
my boys,
Team Bianchino, as I like to call the replacement officials, kind of had a minor slip up that
there was a problem with the
have
officials,
caused the green. And you know what? It's honestly ridiculous. The best point which I've been making, but Justin Tuck actually made it yesterday. And, you know, whenever Justin Tuck says it, it holds a little bit more weight than when I say it. And the point was, if you look, and this is a quote from Justin, if you look at the last two champions, Green Bay and ourselves, one win would have cost us a playoff berth. I honestly believe this is inexcusable, and it is inexcusable because the Green Bay Packers are in a division with my Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, who are struggling to stop people on defense, like I said, but that's neither here nor there. But however, two teams that are considered legitimate, viable playoff contenders, they cannot just give away a game to the Seattle Seahawks in Week 3.
Admittedly, if you've been under a hole for the past couple days, in a hole for the past couple days, and missed what happened with the replacement officials, they incorrectly called a interception a touchdown and gave the game to Seattle, and that wasn't their best moment.
It's a bad day for you.
That was not their best moment.
Because all
opinions had to change.
On the Cover 2 podcast, you know, on the Cover 2 radio show on Sundays, 11 to 12, 104.5 The Team, also on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio.
Shameless plug.
.com, something like that. Figure it out. Look it up. Google.
It's one of them website things.
It's one of them internet things. Listen, all I've heard from you is that the replacement refs aren't a big deal. They're not doing a bad job. So
look,
what if they slow down the pace of play and they mark balls in the wrong spot and they give other people extra challenges and additional timeouts?
And I believe that until now. They weren't doing a bad... This is like, all right, you've got somebody... All right, you host... let's place ourselves in college. We both host some parties. You and I, let's say we're living together. We host some parties. And, you know, we got this guy that we kind of like who comes over, but he brings the girls with him to the parties. So we're like,
right.
All right.
Because we know you ain't bringing the girls.
Exactly.
I bring them, but you scare them away. We need this third-party guy.
Okay. They get right out. So, you know, he brings the girls. Yeah, he gets a little too drunk. He does some things. Maybe he spills on the rug a little bit. But whatever, man. He's still a cool dude.
It's
so
crazy,
we're just going to let him go. And then one time, he comes over, gets a little too drunk, and hits me in the back of a head with a brick.
Right.
Now it's time that we reevaluate our relationship with Greg. Maybe,
right.
Maybe
listen,
he's not coming over. So the replacement refs were Greg. They were like, all right. They're not great, but they're not killing it. They're doing fine. We can live with it. It's better that we have the party than have no Greg. Oh, wait, the replacement refs just beat the game of football in the back of the head with a brick.
And the
probably
worst,
time we have them step aside.
The worst part of this whole thing is Roger Goodell. The league comes out. First of all, the league says nothing for an extended period of time. And then about 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the league comes out yesterday and says, listen, they should have called offensive pass, but that was one of those simultaneous.
They doubled down on it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of those, you know, they both kind of caught it, so they gave it a golden tape. Dude, they didn't both catch it. I saw it
with
my eyeballs.
It's one of those, it doesn't pass, like, maybe that's one of those like convoluted. Maybe you can make an argument for it if you look at every little thing about the rule and you break down subsection 8 right. of point 9. But really, just look at it with the eye test and go, dude, that's an interception. I mean, come on.
You know, it's that's funny. A pick. It's like if you are running an escort service and the women of the night that you employ,
I love our metaphors.
Are on, you know, they go on strike, and I call you up, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to give you, you know, the Gina special, and Rena comes to the door, and she's like a 6, and I call you up, and I'm like, dude, what is this? And you're like, nah, man, she's a 9.5 at least, and I'm like, dude, she's a 6, and you're like, no, trust me, she's hot.
Gina's not passing.
And I'm like, dude,
test.
She's not hot. Right. And you're like, man, she's gorgeous. I'm like, dude, she's sitting right, and she's on my pleather couch right now. I can tell you she's not good looking.
Can I point
Roger Goodell is insulting my intelligence by just telling me, no, the call was right. No, it wasn't right.
Can
I saw it.
Can I point out that metaphor sounded awfully personal?
It was kind of a...
Are you reaching into the memory bank?
It was a live and learn experience. No, I'm not. I'm not reaching into the...
But like, and what made it worse to me, there is, of the 32 teams in the NFL, you wanted this to happen to anyone other than the Packers. Like, because nobody with Bears fans hate the Packers. Nobody's like, oh, well. Like, if this happened to the Eagles, everyone's like, well, who cares?
Yeah.
They deserve it. I'm turning around.
Like, oh, whatever. This is ridiculous. Thank
but it's
God.
Like the Eagle. It's like the Packers. They're publicly owned. They're like everybody's team. They're like, hey, it's the Packers. All right. Oh, well, now I'm sad for right. the Packers.
Nobody ever
the Packers.
Kicks the Packers out of the party. They could hit you in the back of the head with all the bricks they want. You're keeping the Packers around. They're good times.
So how do you think this affects negotiations? To me, I heard it and said, all right, the NFL has to make a deal now. They can't not make a deal, right?
Right. And I've heard all day, or not, you know.
They've certainly lost leverage.
For the past, exactly. And that's how negotiations work. You know, people say, well, if they didn't cave yesterday, they're never going to cave. Listen, that's not what happens. You don't see a shift in leverage and then the guy immediately says, fine, everything you want. No.
Right.
What happened is Roger Goodell is now saying, all right, guys. You know, the shoe's on the other foot a little bit. Let's start talking. You want 189 Gs? How about 182? And then you start, you know, a little give
and take.
I will
say, though, if the NFL gets stubborn and powers through it and just double and triple downs and says, we're not moving for any... If they don't make a deal after this, the officials have to cave.
I know.
It's not going to get worse. Like if they're at the bargaining table right now, which I think they were at the bargaining table until like 2 a.m. Tuesday night. If they're at the bargaining table and the NFL is saying, look, this isn't changing our stance. We're here.
Listen.
And they power through this. Nothing is going to change their mind.
If these,
I agree that the negotiations take time, that they're not going to make this doesn't happen Monday night. By Tuesday afternoon, they have a deal. But if it goes and they say we're not moving, nothing's going to get worse. It's not going to get worse.
Listen, it could definitely get worse. And if it continues to deteriorate and you have games that the ending is just being decided, it's a toss up, and you got 13 first downs, you know, via penalty like happened in the New England game. Say you're talking about Jacksonville versus St. Louis, Thursday night football. And it's just, A, the product's not very good because it's Jacksonville, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And B, these refs are just—it's a hodgepodge of calls, just whatever you want to do, and they're making wrong decisions. I'm not going to watch that game as intently. I might say, you know what, this is stupid, and I'm off.
I mean,
I'm boycotting the league, and I'm not saying that I'm going to stop watching the New York Giants because they're
right.
my squad. That's not going to happen.
No,
but we're talking about games that I'm watching strictly for leisure because I have nothing else to do when it's on television, and it's not the greatest two teams, and it's two teams I have no vested interest in. And if the game is not being dictated by the play on the field, it's being dictated by the refs, I'm going to say, this is stupid. I'll watch something else.
And I understand, and you're right there. I'm just saying, though, that if the NFL holds firm and says we're not negotiating with you, you're just going to have to come to us. Even through this, I think the refs are going to be the ones that have to cave at some point because the NFL's. I mean, the Sports Center after that Monday night got a 5 share. It's the highest rating they've had since '95.
Yeah,
that was
okay.
Huge for
right.
them, and I understand why. And why isn't exactly great for the NFL. But if ratings don't drop, if they don't. Which they may very well not. If they don't drop,
listen,
and the NFL can be stubborn, they're gonna.
Initially, I wouldn't be surprised if they went up because people are watching it as a joke.
Right.
And you don't want people, I understand, oh, you know, again, initially they're gonna go up. because it's a joke. It's a novelty. But you don't want to reduce your league to a novelty because you can't sustain novelty.
Right, but how long can the official sustain not working? So that's what that.
Well, they all have part time. It's a part time job. It's not like these guys are sitting here, you know, sweating it out. They're lawyers and
but it's not like the consultants. But it's not like the large amounts of money they get from the NFL they don't rely on. It's not like they're like, well, we're just going to put this into a discretionary fund. Like they still use that money,
right? Absolutely.
So we'll see. It is interesting to me though how 6 months ago Roger Goodell was runaway the best commissioner in sports. That tide is starting to turn.
He's got some egg on his face. He absolutely does. You got this. You have the Bountygate fiasco.
Like I understand people were a little hot and bothered when this happened Monday night. There are people on Twitter comparing him to Gary Bettman. And like, by the way, in no way is he comparable to Gary Bettman. Gary Bettman is the worst commissioner imaginable. But just that comparison's even being made shows
Gary
the
Bettman,
180 for Roger Goodell.
Gary Bettman goes out of his way to stop hockey from happening every like 3 or 4 years.
No, the game's getting too good. Shut it down. Shut it down.
The Rangers are poised to make a run? The New York market? No. Oh, God, no. Can't have that. Listen, David Stern is the best commissioner in sports. Roger Goodell certainly has egg on his face. It's an ugly situation. It doesn't look like it's going to get resolved quicker. And the more so, the longer it goes, the longer we're going to keep opening up podcasts and talk shows with the refs and not with the game.
And it'll be interesting to see how exactly the officiating goes from here. I know the NFL will have, well, we know, Bricks and I know that the NFL has put out memos to the officials, ways to improve. Bricks and I, with our sources at the NFL, have gotten our hands on those letters. Oddly enough, we each have different letters. They must have sent out several drafts. And
right,
Bricks and I, our sources at the NFL, have gotten several drafts. Brick, would you like to read yours? This is from the NFL.
Can I get some music? Can I get some background?
Yeah, let's get some Roger Goodell music here. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Sophisticated,
yes. I like that, yes. Indeed, pinky out when you drink that water, Bricks.
What's up, gang? It's Raj. Listen, I know that taking over a job that you're extremely unqualified for is difficult. I've been there. The only thing I knew about being a commissioner before I got this gig was how Paul Tagliabue likes his coffee. For the record, he liked it with cream on the side so he could take a couple of the sips black in order to adhere to the Rooney Rule. Anyway, this is a new era. This is the time where hope springs eternal. Before 2008, no one thought we'd have a black man in the office as president, and just like that, nobody before this year thought we would have an 8th grade history teacher reffing the NFL. We live in amazing times. All that I ask for you is to stop being, like, really, really, really bad. I mean, geez, gang, you're killing me. It's Golden Tate, not Golden Taint. Quit riding his jock like he's going to lead to treasure. And for heaven's sake, it's the Packers. We love the Packers. Everyone loves the Packers. If you're going to throw a game, always give it to the Packers. No one ever named any trophies after Tom Flores. Listen, I know it's tough and I appreciate your effort, which is why I'm giving you all free Choco Tacos in the cafeteria. And before you leave today, somebody please wash my car. Thank you, Raj.
All right, there's Raj's first, that must have been his first draft.
Yeah.
I got my hands on a separate one.
More refined.
It says, officials. First, let me congratulate you on another, I'll say, successful week as the stewards of our great game. We at the commissioner's office think you're doing a fine job and invite you to disregard the overwhelming majority of those players, fans, and media members calling for you to be tarred and feathered in a public square whilst we dance about in savage celebration. Their anger is simply the result of overzealous reaction to what they perceive as the slow and steady destruction of the country's greatest game. Surely nothing for you to worry about. In all honesty, we believe you to be doing a great job. Clearly, America's middle schools have taught you well. With that said, we have a few things we'd like to draw your attention. First, pass interference is to be called only when the ball is in the air. Second, when a player steps out of bounds, the hat is to be thrown at your feet, not at the player's feet, as happened in the Cowboys-Bucks game, causing the wide receiver to trip. And third, player scrums are to be broken up. We saw more of this week, but still, feel free to actually help. Ah, yes, we almost forgot. If you're going to decide the outcome of a game by way of the worst call in the history of all sport, please be sure to do so during Jaguars-Colts, where only a dozen or so people are watching. Not Monday Night Football! Are you kidding me? 3 premier games a week with the stage all to themselves, and you picked this one to do that? That was an interception, you morons! I've never been so happy to have Dancing with the Stars premiering. At least some casual fans were distracted. You hear that? You guys suck so bad you made me happy Dancing with the Stars is back. So in short, try not to destroy my league anymore. Thank you again for your great service to this league. Trust that we remain confident in your ever-improving ability. You're my guys. I've got your back. Sincerely, Roger Goodell.
Much, much more polished.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm glad.
He got a little loose there at the end.
He did, yeah, but you know, it's the literary sense. I don't know if people are going to be able to read it with such fervor without, you know, reading it aloud.
Yeah. All right, well, that's where we're going to leave the replacement refs. And we will come back on the other side and we'll talk some Giants. It's cover 2.